is sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go around Heronville, which is about 50 miles from here, and you see a lot of red sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of soil here is black soil, and a lot of it is sandy soil. It depends where you are, and even in the county, the closer you get to the river, to the Rio Grande,
mm-hmm.
the sandier the soil gets.
The better it gets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can usually tell if it's good soil. I don't think you have to look at the soil, it's just look at the size of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
If you have big trees, you have good soil.
What do you call those studded little
trees? Mesquites, but they grow big. They probably were worked, they were probably chained at one time, which chained, they were probably knocked down at one time, and they
mm-hmm.
came back and it's a regrowth, and they were probably chained 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably pretty big at that time. And what it did, they put out a mesquite bean, and this is the way the plant grows, but you have so many growing up at one time that you got rid of the big one. But about 20 years later, you're going to have 10 times as many, but they're all going to be small since they don't have any room to grow and get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to go back and do some more work on that country, which is, it's cheap to do it with a chain. And what they do is the type of chain they use is, I don't know if you're familiar, but you know, different parts of the country, we have different, it's an anchor chain. It's a chain that the boats use for anchors.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, a tractor gets one end. There's a tractor on both ends, on each end of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they go along, pulling it, and they'll knock everything down. And there won't be no brush with that. You won't get any shade, and you won't get any mesquite taking the moisture out of the ground. So actually all the water that it rains goes into the soil and goes in for grass, and then you start mm-hmm. getting more grass.
What about a kind of soil called gumbo for buckshot?
Never heard of that, no.
This land along the river, what do you call that kind of, I don't mean the kind of soil, but land along the river?
You're talking about the bed?
Well, not the river bed exactly, but just the flat land next to a river or a stream, sort of low land.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Do you ever hear of intervals or bottom land? I've
heard of bottom land. Right next to the river. Yeah, but we don't use the term. It's not used at all.
What term is used?
We don't really have a term for it.
Mm-hmm.
We just use the land next to the land right, the land by the river.
Mm-hmm. What about a field that would be real good for raising grass or hay or something? What would you call a field that's good for?
A very fertile field.
Mm-hmm.
A very good field.
Would you ever call it a meadow or a prairie?
No, we don't use I know the words, but we don't use them here in South Texas.
What do you think of the words as meaning? What's the
Well, a meadow, well, I picture a meadow, you know, pretty full of grass, green, real nice. So we don't, use them here. Now, up north, they do use meadows quite a
mm-hmm.
bit, but not here.
What about prairie?
I think in West Texas they use prairie a lot. We don't use it
mm-hmm.
here.
What do you think of a prairie, you see?
Desolate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise anything but lizards on. Open country.
Mm-hmm.
Semi-desert. That's what prairie, you know, comes to mind. West Texas, which to me was, that's the worst country that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can raise lizards on that country.
What about a land that's got water standing on it? It's overgrown with trees and has a lot of water.
Lagoons?
Well, it's got trees growing in it. It's not...
A marsh?
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Swamp.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Between a marsh and a swamp?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What is the difference?